The HSE has issued a measles alert following a confirmed case of measles on a bus from Dublin Airport to Clonmel. Dr. Sarah Doyle, public health consultant with the HSE Dublin and South East, joins us. Thanks for talking to us this lunchtime. Will you tell us about this alert? Who are you trying to contact?
So, Rachel, thanks for the opportunity for us to try to, as part of our contact tracing, to make contact with people who would have travelled on this bus. So it's a JJ Kavanagh bus 717 from Dublin Airport to Clonmel at 4 p.m. last Saturday, 17th of August. So, and we've had great cooperation from JJ Kavanagh, so thanks to them. But basically, what, as part of our contact tracing, we identify contacts in the household, social contacts, healthcare contacts, and also travel contacts. So you can appreciate it's difficult to identify exactly who these people are and to make direct contact. Where possible, we do make direct contact. So for people who have travelled on this bus from Dublin Airport to Clonmel last Saturday, what we're asking them is just to be aware that they were on a bus with somebody who had measles, and at that time this person was infectious. So your listeners may well be aware at this stage that measles is highly infectious to people who haven't had an MMR and who haven't previously had measles. So just to be aware in the next couple of weeks, should they have symptoms, not to put off a fever, cough, runny nose, generally unwell, not to put those down to sort of, oh, it's just a cold, to consider this may be measles and to make contact with their GP to seek advice. And that contact should be by phone so that they don't put others at risk. The other group that we would like to particularly appeal to on this bus is anybody who might be at risk of severe consequences of measles infection. That includes those who are pregnant, infants under a year, or those caring for them, obviously, and those who may have immunocompromising conditions. So in particular, those groups of people, those who might be vulnerable to severe complications, we'd ask them to make contact with their healthcare provider.
Just give us the details of that bus, if you would, again, Sarah, for fear people missed them at the start.
Sure. It's a JJ Kavanagh bus, number 717, from Dublin Airport to Clonmel, and it left at 4 p.m. from Dublin Airport on Saturday, the 17th of August.
We've heard several similar alerts over the past few months. Why is that?
So I suppose measles is on the rise. People may be aware that there have been there has been an increase of measles cases on the continent in Europe, but also in Ireland. We've had 86 cases notified so far this year. It was previously declared as eliminated in Ireland. So I suppose it's a condition that is of particular public health consequence because it's very infectious to those who aren't protected with vaccine. It can cause severe illness and significant complications, including death. There's no treatment, but what is wonderful is that there is a very effective vaccine available. So I suppose what I would say is I would appeal to people to make sure that they are vaccinated, to parents to make sure they bring their children to be vaccinated when the vaccine is due, but also to anyone else who hasn't had two MMR vaccines to make sure that they're up to date.
You've been appealing to people over the past few months, people who weren't vaccinated as children, to come forward and receive the vaccine now. How successful have your appeals been?
So we are seeing some success. I suppose there have been appeals and they will continue, and there is a national incident management team coordinating that. There are still walk-in clinics available throughout the country run by the community healthcare organisations, and people can also make contact with their GPs to get vaccinated. The other place that we're going to focus on, or that the HSE will focus on in the autumn, will be the colleges. So again, appealing to students when the opportunity arises to please make sure that they avail of the opportunities to come and get their vaccine.
It's 25 years since Andrew Wakefield's now discredited research on the MMR vaccine was published. Do you find that measles vaccine hesitancy, that it's still an issue?
Rachel, yes, we do know that it still is. And in fact, what we see is that in that cohort of children born around that time and, you know, up to age 25, that that's the group in which, you know, we're most concerned about the lower levels of uptake. So, you know, sometimes, you know, people still, there are still some current concerns that arise. I suppose I would appeal to people to come forward and get their MMR vaccine. As you say, that research has been discredited. It is known to be a very safe vaccine and, as I say, a very effective vaccine. I suppose the issue is that we're appealing to people to get it to protect themselves, but also to protect the community. And there are some people within the community who would be particularly vulnerable to the severe effects of measles, but who may not be able to get vaccinated themselves.
Dr. Sarah Doyle, consultant in public health medicine, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.